Hey, Lauren.
Oh, you want to start it this time?
You know what's really creepy?
The most wonderful time of the year.
Absolutely. Also known as Christmas.
I feel like last time when we did Disney, it's like the happiest place on earth. Now it's the most wonderful time of the year, but is it?
The most wonderful time of the year.
Actually, can we talk about that first?
About what?
It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think Christmas is lovely. Like the whole month of Christmas. Yeah, I just feel like I could treat myself. Everything's pretty and lit up. Mm-hmm. But then you have all the people that are like, it's the most stressful time of the year. I hate Christmas. I'm so sorry. Like, I get it. It's a lot of work.
I have to travel to see family.
You get to travel to see family.
Exactly.
You get to get gifts and give gifts.
Yep.
You get to enjoy your gingerbread latte from Starbucks.
You get to enjoy all the pretty lights and decorations and wonderful Christmas music.
I mean, I understand it. Like, there's definitely been times where I, like this past weekend when I was freaking out because I realized I had not bought any gifts yet for anybody. But, you know, I handled it. I didn't say this is the worst time of the whole year. I hate Christmas.
You didn't turn into the Grinch?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this was my bad. I should have started this earlier. But yeah, I like Christmas.
I like it.
Or just, and not even Christmas, just this whole time of
holiday season.
This whole holiday season. You got like New Year's coming up, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Happy holidays.
Just happy holidays in general. Everybody's celebrating something, I feel like.
I love Christmas, but I will say, and hopefully it'll change now that we have Melody and, you know, she's getting older.
It better
with every day that passes. I feel like the magic has faded for me.
You're not a child.
But even within the past like 5 years, like 5 years ago, I don't know what it was, but I mean, there wasn't like some date, but I'm just giving you like an example. But I used to like, I'd always put on Christmas music and be super excited for the Christmas party with my friends and Christmas. And honestly, now it's like, I don't get the magic is gone. I'm just an old, grumpy old man.
Apparently.
I'm not the Grinch.
I work out to Christmas music.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to Linkin Park every day. I was thinking about it and I'm like, the magic is gone. I've lost the magic.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad. I'm very sad. I used to love this time of the year. I have a Christmas playlist that I used to play like starting on December 1st. And I honestly don't think I've played much at all.
Like we're like the two opposite ends of the spectrum. I'll just be like happy next to you and bobbing around and excited about Christmas.
And I'm just like
sad.
Yay, Christmas. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy the parties.
Humbug.
And getting together and giving gifts. I don't know.
I like it. I get an excuse to eat a lot.
The magic is
now
gone.
I get to like buy gifts for Melody, which is both like extra work, but also rewarding.
Yeah.
Because especially now, because she can't ask for anything specific. So I just get to like pick what I think she would like.
I do love like to give gifts. I do enjoy that. Surprising people with stuff.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
But you're not a kid. So you don't have the same magic. You're supposed to be excited about the magic that you are now going to make for your children.
I already made the magic. I made her.
Oh my God. You know the origins of Christmas.
Tell me the lore.
The lore of Christmas.
Lore me.
So I kind of knew some of this already, but
let's see what I knew.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if you're surprised by this. I think I've told you before because I thought it was interesting. But the origins of Christmas actually stem from a mix of Christian, pagan, and Roman cultures.
Neat.
So to start off, let me know in the comments, if you're listening to this, like not on the on YouTube, let me know. I'm very confused by if Romans are like the first documented, like, quote unquote, modern civilization. Because what's before that? Oh, the Aztecs.
Just Google it.
I'm not doing
Don't
that.
Don't go to comments. People aren't
I want I want human connection.
All right.
Tired of asking
computers. Please Google us. Google for us. For Lauren. Who were the first?
Because the Aztecs. I don't know. I might be making that up. The Egyptians. No, the Egyptians were.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, so I have no idea.
Okay. Well, anyway, the Romans.
History's lost its magic.
The Romans celebrated two holidays in the month of December.
Cool.
So this is like the first iteration recorded of this. Yes. Of like people celebrating something in December. The first was Saturnalia.
No.
Which was a two-week festival honoring their god of agriculture, Saturn. And on December 25th, they celebrated the birth of Mithra, their sun god. And it was said to be like a crazy drunken two-week party.
Oh, wow. I thought the god was a crazy drunken.
No. Yeah, the Romans.
I think they should bring that back. We should have a crazy two-week party. Celebrate. We made it. We did it, everyone. Especially this year, in the past couple of years. We did it.
We did it.
We made it through this crazy year.
I will say, because we're probably not going to do a New Year's episode. There's not enough I want to touch on with New Year's, so I'll sprinkle it in this episode. But I will say, as you've lost the magic of Christmas, I mean, I've always hated New Year's. New Year's has been my least favorite holiday, like next to Valentine's Day. I also am not a fan of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Except that we have an excuse to like have a fancy meal.
I like aspects of it. I liked the couple years ago when we went and did like really nice parties, big fancy parties.
What, New Year's?
Yeah.
I did. One of the main New Year's I enjoyed was like that one. When we had the really fancy party for no reason.
It was awesome.
We just showed up there. We met Zac Efron's mom. I don't know. Or Bobby met Zac Efron's mom.
Maybe.
Maybe. She was claiming to be Zac Efron's mom.
Or her drunk friend was telling me. Zac Efron's mom. Cool.
We should have been like, show us a picture of them together.
So amazed. This is Peter Dinklage's cousin.
But yeah, no, I think How I Met Your Mother summed it up perfectly for New Year's. It's always this holiday where you think you need to like, I don't know, have this extravagant.
Yeah.
It's your first time going into the new year. And so you have to like have a New Year's kiss and you have to like do something really epic to start your New Year's off right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you set your expectations so high that every time New Year's came and went, I'm like, eh. The concert was cool. Going to a concert on New Year's.
You went to a concert.
That was the last one we did before the concert pandemic. Ever. Oh, yeah. And then we couldn't hear for 2 days. See?
We lost our hearing.
See? New Year's is the worst. No.
And then when we lived in Manhattan, right by Times Square, we fell asleep before.
Yeah. Midnight. Yeah, the 1 year we lived right by Times Square. We
woke up to all people making noise. That was funny.
But anyway, I forgot how I even got onto the New Year part. But so historically, the reason why they celebrated those things in December, it's a good time of year for celebration, as it's normally when most cattle were slaughtered. So it's usually when it was back in the day, it was like one of the because you couldn't feed them. It was harder to feed them in the winter because like their crops would die. So that was like the perfect time for them to get slaughtered. And then people would eat.
No better time.
For like the
no better time than when we can't feed them. Well,
Christmas.
Can't feed you? We'll eat you. I mean, it's logic. It's,
yeah. And it was also the time where most alcohols were had completed alcohols? Their most alcohols. Well, I was saying like wine, beer. I was trying to limit how much.
Most alcohol was fermented.
Most alcohol was fermented by then.
Makes sense.
So they had lots of meat and they had lots of alcohol, and so that's why they celebrate.
It went crazy.
Meanwhile, in the early years of Christianity, Easter was the main holiday. The birth of Jesus was not celebrated, which I did not know. Like, I thought both were kind of came about at the same time, I guess. But no. In the 4th century, church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday. Unfortunately, the Bible does not mention a date for his birth. So yes, there is no official date of Jesus's birth in the Bible. They don't even say like.
Is the Bible like the worst, best book ever written?
No, it's the greatest story ever told. It's called
the greatest story ever told, but worst book. There's just a lot of like. I don't know.
So the issue with I don't want to go too far into this. The issue with the Bible, if what you're referring to, is that it's been translated from so many languages over so many years that it's kind of like a game of telephone at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to kind of interpret the book, and some of the stuff is not read the way that it was meant to be written. So there's a lot of controversy with that. But either way, there was no date in there for when Jesus was actually born. There is some evidence that suggests his birth may have occurred in the spring, which I did hear about. It was because they were like, why would there be shepherds in the winter? Shepherds wouldn't be shepherding sheep in the winter. They only do it in the spring. I don't know. I didn't dive deep into that lore. But Pope Julius I chose December 25th, and it is believed they did that because as Christianity spread across Europe, the church chose that date in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of the pagan Saturnalia festival that I had mentioned earlier.
So they just stole it.
So they basically were like, we don't want pagans celebrating these holidays anymore. They won't give up these holidays. We'll just say take it's for this. So that's how that date got chosen, even though there's no evidence that he was actually born on that day.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
No, that is okay. Interesting. I did not know that.
There's also scholars that have like, because they talk about the big star that appeared over the nativity and stuff. They also have tried to look into that because that would depict when the date was, because that star is like a known star. Whatever, I don't know. But yeah, that Jesus' birthday is not on December 25th. But that's when it's celebrated. And then, did you know why we chop down Christmas tree or evergreen trees and put them in our house?
Does it have to do with like them being like ready to be chopped down or something?
No. Trees go. They're ready to be chopped down.
We can't feed them anymore.
It's time.
We know them trees. They're only last a year.
It is weird though. It's like, we're going to celebrate Christmas. What do we do?
I'm trying to think. No, I do not know. To get the smell of pine in the house?
No, that would be nice though.
To attract birds so you can eat them?
No. So as part of the solstice celebrations, the pagan cultures decorated their homes with greens in anticipation of the spring to come.
Oh.
So they were like, everything's dead and gross. We have to remind ourselves to continue living on till the spring. I don't know.
So they went and killed trees.
So evergreen trees remained green during the coldest and darkest days.
And
they were thought to hold special powers.
Oh.
So your Christmas trees hold special powers.
So let's kill them.
Chop them down and take their power.
Let them slowly die.
The Romans also decorated their temples with fir trees.
Fir? Fern?
Fir? No, fern. F-I-R.
Oh.
Fir. Fear.
Okay.
Fir trees. During Saturnalia, I can never say this, and decorated them with bits of metal. There are even records of the Greeks decorating trees in honor of their gods. Interestingly, the first trees brought into the pagan homes were hung from the ceiling upside down.
I've seen that.
Well, there are upside down trees. I didn't know. I thought that was just like a kooky choice.
Kooky choice. Hashtag kooky choice.
But no, it was apparently that's what pagans used to do. So I guess if you're a pagan, maybe you want to like, I don't know.
Random thought.
Yeah.
Did hashtags die? No one uses them anymore.
Why are you thinking about hashtags?
Because I said
we're talking about Christmas.
Because I said hashtag whatever I just said. And then I was like,
hashtags aren't as big of a thing, but they're still a thing.
They're not a thing anymore.
Because
just like Christmas trees, they die.
They have died. They can't feed them anymore. So the tree tradition we are accustomed to today hails from Northern Europe, where Germanic. Is that a plural of German? Germanic?
Yeah.
Where sure. Germanic pagan tribes decorated evergreen trees to worship the god of Woden, with candles and dried fruit. I don't know what that is. The tradition was incorporated into the Christian faith in Germany during the 1500s. They decorated trees in their home with sweets, lights, and toys. My last history lesson.
Teach me.
Is about Santa.
Santa?
So Santa.
Santa. I like how you say it.
Is a magical, mythical being who's definitely real.
Yep.
And comes to our house every year.
Yep.
But he was inspired by Saint Nicholas. It is Saint Nicholas as a magical, mythical being who was born in southern...
That scared the crap out of me. It does that sometimes. Oh, imagine... Oh, God.
That scared me so bad.
I was very...
Where did that come from?
It's our speaker setup down there.
Oh, my God.
My heart rate just went to 200.
Creepy.
Okay. I've calmed down.
Okay.
They heard us talking about Santa. I was like, your speakers are not set up. Santa can't talk to you.
Santa can't talk to you through your speaker.
You must connect the Bluetooth.
Anyway, St. Nicholas was born in southern Turkey around 2080. He was a bishop in the early Christian church and suffered persecution and imprisonment for his faith. Coming
2080
from, B? No, 280.
You said 2080.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, numbers.
2080, in the future.
Is it crazy?
That's why Santa came back and told us about what happens to him later.
Time travel.
Yeah. He came from, coming from a wealthy family, he was renowned for his generosity toward the poor and disenfranchised. And now he's a magical man who flies a sleigh all over the world and is real.
In
1822. So being that you can't see Santa.
He wears an invisibility cloak.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to see him. If you hear him, you're supposed to stay in your bed.
Or else.
But so then how do we know what he looks like?
Well, he used...
Do you know this piece of trivia?
What?
Like the like? Look of Santa, where that came from?
Nope. I was trying to think of something smart to say.
So it started with The Night Before Christmas, which was written in 1822.
The movie?
No, the book. Santa was depicted as a jolly man flying through the sky on a sleigh. But then later in 1881, I did know this. This is a good piece of trivia in case anybody asks. The artist Tommen Nast was hired to draw a depiction of Santa for a Coca-Cola advertisement. He created a rotund Santa with a wife named Mrs. Claus, surrounded by worker elves. He was the George R.R. Martin or Tolkien of his time.
Yeah.
He was like, you want me to draw what you think Santa looks like?
All right, let me have a couple of drinks and get to work.
And then he was like, you know, I would love for him to have pitched this to the Coca-Cola execs, and they were like, what are those things? And he's like, his elves.
His elves? Who else do you think is making all the toys? He ain't doing it.
He ain't doing it. Look at him.
He's got to run. He's got to run the place.
He's got to run.
He doesn't have nimble little fingers.
But also, like, who came up with it? He was just like, all right, what does Santa look like? Like, he's going to be a jolly giant.
Big man. Big white beard. Man with, all in red.
All in red and whites. Oh, because of the Coca-Cola colors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all
a lie.
It's all just an ad for sugar water.
Christmas is an advertisement for Coca-Cola.
For sugar water.
Why have I never put that together? The red and white outfit of Santa is for soda.
Yep.
My whole Christmas is a lie.
See, the magic is slowly fading from all of us.
Oh, my God. But yeah, after this, the image of Santa as a cheerful, fat, white bearded man in a red suit became embedded in American culture. And see, that is the lore of Christmas.
Remember,
I can't believe I never noticed that the reason that he wears red and white is because of those are the Coca-Cola colors.
I feel like I've seen other depictions of him not wearing the traditional outfit, more like a brown jacket or something.
Well, it might have been Saint Nicholas. That was
the original
Saint Nicholas
before he was bought. Before he got
he
signed a lifetime deal with Coca-Cola to
maybe
be a
he
sponsor.
Was a white man with a big white beard, and that's why they assumed that's what Santa would have.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just mind blown about the colors. Take this hat off.
He signed a deal with Coca-Cola.
I'm just kidding. I love Coca-Cola. Who am I kidding? Okay, so now that we know the lore of Christmas and everything that we know is a lie.
Wonderful. Remember a couple episodes ago, I forget exactly which one it was, but I said how I don't like to put like history and our ancestors on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when you think about it, they weren't like smarter than us. We know more now.
Yeah.
And look, like they were all just crazy people making up crazy stories. Now we're just like, oh, that's the way it was. Now we must follow it. We got Coca-Cola Santa now.
We got Coca-Cola Santa.
Just
like,
you know.
This is Santa. This is what he looks like. That's crazy.
The magical veil of life has
Who decided
been
the reindeer then? Was that also this guy?
Just like everything just in the past. Just someone.
They were like, but wait a minute. How does he get to every house?
Reindeer. Magic. They fly. They fly? Yeah.
Is it because reindeer live in the North Pole?
Sure.
Sure.
They can fly with Santa power. They have enough Coca-Cola and they can just zoom around.
I don't know if this guy was actually crazy or not.
Everyone was crazy back then.
I really wish I was there the first time somebody looked at it and was like, what? What did you make us? What is this?
The jolly old man. Got a lot of gifts to give.
Got a wife and he's got elves.
He lives up in the cold.
He's got this big long hat with a poof on the bottom of it. I can't. Anyway.
Best time of the year.
Getting to more realistic part of Christmas. That is the realistic part of Christmas. The history of Christmas.
Santa sold out
to Coca-Cola, and that's why he looks like that now. But
you heard it here first.
I was going to talk about our favorite Christmas traditions.
Favorite Christmas traditions?
Maybe that'll help bring the magic back.
For me, it's always been the music. It always kind of puts me in the spirit. Like playing certain songs always remind me of like certain years. It's a little far away from the mic, but yeah.
Like Jesus Squirrel?
Yeah, Jesus Squirrel is one of my faves.
If you didn't know, that's Feed the World. I forget who sings it.
It was like a collection of people.
It was a collection of people? I didn't even know that. But we thought last year.
So the song, Feed the World.
And I thought it said,
and I always,
Jesus.
No, that's what I, yeah.
That's what I thought.
We both thought it was Jesus. Oh. So beautiful. Last Thanksgiving, I put that on and I sung it. My dad looked at me and he goes, what did you just say? And I was like, and I said, you know, Jesus. Oh, and he goes, that's not what they say. I'm like, oh, he goes, it's Feed the World.
And then we looked at the name of the song and it's called Feed the World.
I mean, I knew that. I just thought they were like pleading to Jesus to feed the world. Like, Jesus, oh,
yes.
Feed us, please.
So then we jokingly manipulated that into... Or I think Greg was the Greg one that was like, oh, I thought it said Jesus Squirrel.
Yeah, he's like, I thought I heard
Jesus Squirrel. And then we were like, oh, it does kind of sound like Jesus Squirrel.
So my mom, who crochets, made me and Greg, my brother's boyfriend, a Jesus Squirrel. So Jesus Squirrel lives.
And these hats that we're wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, the music's always been like, I mean, when I was younger and when my grandparents were still alive, I like just going to their house every Christmas Eve was awesome. And, you know, I have good memories of that. My friends and I have had a Christmas party since we started our senior year of high school. We're still doing that. So those are my faves.
I still remember when you had the Christmas party and women were not invited.
We like were some very sort of, sexist.
Like some sort of 50s.
We were very men's sexist. Club. Well, there's a reason.
It was because some people didn't have girlfriends.
No, there was a reason. It's because what? The first couple times people would bring their girlfriends around, before it was serious relationships, they ruined the party.
Who, the girlfriends?
The girlfriends.
What would they ruin. Do?
Because it used to just be us guys having a good old time, and then the girlfriends came, and it was just not the same. We said, no more. That's it.
Jeez, I wonder what these girls did.
I don't remember. Like most things, I don't remember.
They were like, that Christmas party was terrible. What was different? there was a lady there. Like ladies. the people said ladies couldn't ride on ships because then the fishing would be bad. And it's like, no, maybe you're just not a good fisherman.
Well, we went from 12 guys getting drunk in my friend's basement.
Well, we also, like, it was when you guys were younger, too. Yeah, like, when we were younger, we were like, no boys at our party. Yeah. No boyfriends.
I mean, that changed after college.
Yeah, I think once most people had were in serious relationships, then. I remember when the first I wasn't allowed to go to, and then when you were there, you were like, oh, I feel bad because I think, like, somebody did bring their girlfriend, and there was a couple girls there. And I was like, what? So then next year I went.
Yes. Things change and evolve, and now
people bring kids their kids.
Everything's
except we're
different.
Not gonna this year because I brought her last year and it was not fun.
It was bad. Traditions, other ones. I'm trying to think of like specific ones we used to do.
What about your pickle?
Oh yeah. What about my pickle? Let me tell you about my pickle, Lauren. So I believe, and I could be wrong, because I'm pretty sure my mom may or may not have said that it is not true, but...
It is not true.
I'm pretty sure it's like a German tradition that you hide like a pickle.
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
You hide a pickle in the tree, and whoever finds the pickle gets like a special gift. So when we've been doing that probably when like we were older in high school, like my brother and I feel maybe younger. I can't remember exactly when we started, but I like... dominated forever. I was so good. I won all the time. And now I've like stopped trying as hard. And I remember maybe a year or two ago when we did it at our house, I was like, I'm just gonna like casually look, and I found it first. So I got an eye for that pickle.
I've never won it. I've also only started doing it since I was dating you. So
you haven't developed the eye for the pickle.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah, so the pickle is a good one. Yeah, just like I said, fond memories of like at my grandma and grandpa's house playing ping pong. We used to play ping pong and it was fun. Now we host Christmas and we go to your family for Christmas Eve, which is fun.
Yeah, so Christmas Eve when I was growing up was like not my favorite part, but a lot of people would count.
I love Christmas Eve.
A lot of people would. Do you?
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of people at school used to count down to Christmas Day and I would always be confused. I'm like, no. Like, it's one less day. And they're like, no, that's Christmas Eve. That's not the cool day. I'm like, what? Because growing up, that was when we, like, did a lot of cool stuff. Like, that's when it started.
Yeah.
But Christmas Eve.
And you also have the anticipation of knowing tomorrow.
Yeah. And usually your family's in town. Yeah. So we would have, I'm trying to remember, like, we did every other year going to my dad's side of the family. So my dad's side of the family is enormous. And they have a party.
Both in quantity and stature. No.
In quantity. They're huge. My dad was one of eight.
A lot of them.
And all of them got married and had at least two or more children. And now those kids are adults and have children. Some of them two or more children.
Yeah.
So it has become big.
Massive.
But when I was growing up, it wasn't as big, obviously. But it was fun. We always do... all the kids would dress up for the nativity scene and then they'd act it out via like one of the cousins. I had a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
So it's all the cousins in the nativity scene. They'd read the book that goes through and then we'd all sing the songs in the book. It's really cute. Like the kids like it. Yeah. You get cute pictures.
It is cute. And it was cool for me because I came from a small family and we would, like I said, we just go to my grandma and grandpa's house and it was me and my brother, my dad, my mom, and then my uncle, aunt, and my two cousins.
Yeah.
So there was
meanwhile,
one.
You come to ours and like ten six of us, aunts total. And uncles.
Yeah. And now with go to your
we
side.
Aunts
like
and uncles
50.
Alone is like 10 like, people. Yeah. I think it's like, I don't even know how many people now.
Yeah. It's a lot.
40, 30. Oh, they said there's 20. So this year, just to put it in perspective, there's 20 younger kids, like 20 kids of cousins alone in the nativity play. That's not counting. All of the aunts and uncles, all of
the parents.
Yeah, I
would say it's probably around 45-ish.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Close to 50.
So you came from like, a small family celebration to like a party every time, like a legitimate like wedding every Christmas Eve. But it's fun now getting to bring Melody because like I had fond memories of being with a bunch of people on Christmas Eve and now she has kids her age that are going to be there. So it's cute.
It is cute.
But yeah, we do the nativity. The elves come and visit, and they leave PJs for all of the kids. And then the years that
you want to describe that a little more, because that's not something people know.
What, the elves?
Yeah, the elves coming. That's not a thing people, most people do.
What do you, well, we must be special. The elves like us the
Can
most.
You describe that a little more? What happens?
Oh, do you want me to break the magic? Is that what you?
No, I just want you to say what happened. Like the elves.
So we would go down after the nativity. We would go downstairs and take off our costumes from the nativity scene, and then we would hear bells and stomping upstairs, and then we would run up, and they would say, and the front door would be wide open, and
the elves came.
The adults would be like, "The elves ran outside. Go chase them." And then we, as kids, would run outside and down the street and try to get the elves, but we could never get
them. Never caught them.
And then there was one time we couldn't, because then we did every other year there. So every other year we'd stay at home. And one year my dad caught their sock.
Ooh.
He caught one of their socks.
Nice.
And then they still left us PJs. But yeah, so we get left
PJs. I like you just, they left us PJs.
They left like us everyone. PJs.
Like everyone.
I don't know. That's
the elves,
just
they come
they
to your
did.
House and they leave you, give you PJs.
It's when you summon like 40 something people together.
The elves know.
Then the elves are like,
they
okay.
Need PJs! Pajamas! So many,
there's so many people that we have to leave PJs for.
Are they properly equipped for the night to be comfortable and warm?
That
so they
people?
Sleep well?
Oh, and then we would do Kris Kringle because there was so many people in the family. If you were 18 and younger, well, for a while it was like until you have your own children. But then Bobby and I were the only adults left in the.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. You don't remember that? For like 2 years, we were still in the Kris Kringle and everybody else was not like our age.
I mean, OK.
Like because Dylan had Odin.
Not. Oh,
yeah. He
before. Was like, OK, whatever.
Like for 2 years.
Sure.
So then they finally kicked us out because they were like, which is kind of weird, a weird stance. It's like until you have children, you're in the Kris Kringle. What if you never have children? You can be in Kris Kringle
just
till
in it.
You're 40.
50? 60? 70?
So anyway, now it's 18 and younger-ish. And you, each of the kids picks a name. And so that night, everybody gets one gift. So I was always excited because I got to open like my first gift on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Secret Santa.
I will say, were you, I know some families that waited till midnight and then opened their gifts at midnight.
We sometimes, well, we would get gifts Christmas Eve from like Grandma and Grandpa Santa.
Grandma and Grandpa Santa?
You get gifts from your grandma and grandpa and then okay. Like my aunt and uncle, like we'd get those gifts. And then I don't think we did, but we may have opened one gift, but we may have done it once. And we're like, no, we just want to open everything.
Yeah, I don't.
And we'd wait.
Yeah.
I like to wait.
I think Christmas Eve, when we got home, we would open whatever we got from like the party.
Yeah.
So like my sister would give us gifts because that's when we saw her. The Kris Kringle we opened there. Sometimes the aunts and uncles would give you gifts.
Yeah.
So we'd open that and then we'd save everything. And then Christmas Day, which I still try to do every year, one of my favorite things was in the morning, we would get cinnamon rolls. It was like one of the only times in the year that we would make cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Those big ones. And I would eat like.
You got to go find them.
Two or more. I found some.
Oh, you got them?
I didn't get them yet. Whole Foods has them.
Oh. It's like you found them? You didn't? What do you mean?
I didn't talk to you about groceries yet. I was going to talk to you about that before.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had that. I'm trying to remember if there was any other. Yeah. And then it was Christmas Day was more chill because as children, all we wanted to do was play with our new gifts. We didn't want to go anywhere, do anything.
You know what I have a weird memory of?
We would go to aunt and uncle, like our aunt and uncle down the street, like the Blossers.
Yeah.
We would go there.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, I would go.
Every other year, we would we would go there 1 year. They would come to us, and we basically would like pick our favorite toys and bring it with us.
So Christmas Day, when I was, you know, younger, we would open gifts, and then we'd go to when she was still alive, my great-grandma, who lived to like 92, I think she lived to 95.
Dang.
So we would go to her house on Christmas Day and see like more of my dad's side of the family and his like extended family and stuff. That was always cool. And I have such fond memories and they all revolve around games. So the Christmas that I got Pokemon, I'll never forget going to my great grandmother's house and she had like a small little like bedroom where everyone like would leave their coats. And I remember just sitting in there with my cousin and playing Pokemon and just loving it. I wish I could go back to that and just
I'm trying to remember
capture that magic again.
I mean, I definitely got Pokemon games for Christmas.
The I Christmas I got Pokemon.
Pokemon I remember
all I did for the whole week.
In the summer, I feel like I got new Pokemon.
You were
games
a summertime
more.
Pokemon person?
Well, because my birthday was in the summer. I don't know when they released games. Did they release them right before Christmas or did
know.
They release them in the summer?
I know it was out, but I got it for Christmas. And I never forget that Christmas. I played it all week.
There was one
the whole week I had off school.
There was one Christmas where I got like software. It was like a Pokemon like art computer software. So I remember one Christmas, I literally spent the whole time making these like fake Pokemon cards and then printing them out on probably really expensive like hard paper that we had in the office for my dad's work. Definitely used all the ink and all the paper. And I was trying to make cards for me and my cousins and my brother. And definitely made our parents really mad because we used so much ink and stuff. But they were probably also happy because they didn't hear from us the whole day. Like, we were downstairs making these Pokemon cards.
Did you make
the
your own
time.
Pokemon or you just made your own cards? With
cards. So, like, I would each Pokemon, I'll never forget. I wish I had them somewhere. I probably threw them out. But it would be, like, the Charmander card would have Charmander in the middle and then, like, Charmander on each side. It was kind of like a playing card. And then like I would make a gradient on the background that was like Charmander colors. And then we'd print it. So each one had their own colors. Oh, and like
they weren't like the trading card game.
No.
It boring.
I was doing my best. I was like 12. and the Pokedex when we got that one year, I remember that. I think that was the same year. We got the Pokedex.
Nice.
We got PlayStation 2 one year. That was a big year.
Yeah, the year I got N64, that was also, I'll never forget playing that. That was a great Christmas.
I got that for my communion. So it was in the summer.
All right.
And I remember during the party, somebody set it up and everybody was inside playing it during my party.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got Wave Race in like Super Mario 64. And it's all I did for Christmas. I feel like those were like back
our
to
memories
back.
Are, yeah, of games.
Yeah, I mean, still. Look at us. We're
look at
video
us.
Game peoples. I have this weird memory of playing this. I got like a virtual ping pong game, which was not as exciting as it sounds. It was a like cardboard thing that was probably, I don't know, 3 feet by 5 feet maybe at most. And it had this little like tower over it, and it was just this laser like light that would go and you would play ping pong with it.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's so weird. Like the things I remember. Yeah.
I will also give a shout out because I've been seeing lots of these memes on Facebook. And now that I'm a mother, I understand them. But it's always saying that like the Christmas traditions and magic that you remember as a child was the majority of it was your mother and that. So I just want to say thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mom.
You.
Yeah. Before you're not here anymore.
And then I love the meme of like the dad, like, oh, like being surprised at every
gift. Oh my
gift.
God. That my dad was classic. Like we would open it and I was always so good about like saying thank you to every person that gave me a gift.
Even
so
Santa?
Yes.
Thank
and
you, Santa.
I'd say thank you. And I would say the ones that were from my mom and dad, I would say thank you to both of them. And like... I would just be like, thank you. And he'd be like, oh, for what'd you get?
Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like, yeah, I remember getting
got
that
it so
for
long
you.
Ago. I don't even remember.
I say, you haven't even seen the stuff that I've gotten for Melody this year besides the trampoline
thing.
I've seen some things. But yeah, there's a lot of back end stuff between decorating and planning and gift buying.
Yep.
That most likely your mom mainly did. So make sure you thank her.
Tell them how much you appreciate them. So when you're older, they don't appreciate us.
They'll appreciate us when we're gone. It's like, no, actually, most of the time you start to appreciate your mom when you become a parent.
Yeah.
But sure, we'll save
or just
our,
when you get older in general.
We'll save our appreciation for when you're gone and can't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, favorite Christmas movies I have on here.
Oh, you know mine.
I do know yours.
Christmas Story. It's the best. And Lord of the Rings.
Ah, yes. The
my own personal tradition is Christmas Eve night when everyone, like, the last thing I like to do is have a, like, I'll either have, like, a glass of, like, bourbon and I'll watch the first Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Are you going to be doing this?
I'm going to try.
And did you do it last year?
I think so.
Did you?
I think so. I don't remember 100% everything anymore.
What's my favorite Christmas movie?
The Family Vacation one.
Yeah.
What's it
National
called?
Lampoon's
National Lampoon's
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Still holds up to this day. I mean, there's definitely some
things that haven't held up as well.
That didn't hold up as well, but I'd say as a whole, it's still pretty funny.
And I think the Christmas story has aged well. There's really there's nothing. I mean, the leg lamp's a little weird. Misogynistic.
Oh.
Other than that, not really.
I'd say it's more of like just a gag thing.
Gag gifty.
I don't know.
Fragile.
That's my favorite. Elf's my favorite.
Elf's a great one.
Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. I'm confused what you're supposed to eat for Christmas because it's depicted that you have like a ham or a roast beast.
Roast beast?
That's in the Grinch. It's roast beast, but it's supposed to be roast beef. But then some people have lasagna, which is what we got for this year.
I gotta get the chicken. I gotta go catch the chicken.
No, you gotta go get the chicken. We can't feed it anymore.
It's time.
Get it before it starves. Oh my God. Also, is our alcohol done fermenting?
It's done. It's okay. Ready. I tested it.
Okay. I tested it. I tested it and did not throw up. Oh yeah. My other favorite tradition as we got older.
Up. Yes, I love it.
Drinking fermented alcohol that was not fermented enough and throwing up. Going to your friend's Christmas party has a tradition of everybody has to bring something. So everybody's kind of been known to bring a specific
food,
thing that
not anything. You can just show up with it. Everybody has to bring. Just that's like bring a potluck. Something. Everybody has to bring something. People sometimes you bring a fan. Like sometimes you bring a mattress.
Some people show up with like a chair.
Or your girlfriend that ruins the party.
Apparently. Before I move on to the scary stuff, I forgot. We've had some pretty funny traditions from that. But
oh, yeah.
Everybody brings a food item.
It's a potluck.
It's a potluck. And originally, we used to make quiche.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually I started noticing people weren't eating the quiche or it wasn't staying well because it's eggs. So
eggs.
Like, and it usually sits out for the entire party.
Yeah.
So then I forget how I came across it. I was trying to look for something new to make and I came across mini Big Macs. And I think I was just like really craving McDonald's at the time because I was like, oh, I'm going to make this. So I made it one year. They're like little mini Big Mac sliders. They're amazing.
They're incredible.
They're so good.
Definitely a crowd favorite of things being brought.
So we brought it. And the first time I ever brought it, I think I made like a tray or maybe two trays and they were annihilated. Like there was nothing left within a couple hours. So I was like, this is my, but now I have to make it every year and it's like a whole process. Yep. And now we've also learned to make a tray for ourselves because we end up wanting to eat all of it and we can't because we have to bring it. Even last year we went to the party and there was so much food that there was actually like most of one tray left. And so I brought it home. I snuck it out of the party. I was like, if nobody's going to eat this, I'm bringing it home. And we did. We ate it.
Yep.
We
also do the Phil Collins Award, which everyone knows about that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody does that at their Christmas parties.
So I'll give you a quick lore of my friend group. So when we were in high school, we would go to the high school state wrestling tournament in Atlantic City. And two of my friends who looked like they were 21 were gambling and
underage drinking,
and a
this is not
waitress
Christmas
came over
Eve.
And asked them for a drink, and my friends wanting to sound like they were older wanted to order like a special drink, and instead of ordering a Tom Collins, which I believe is non-alcoholic, I could
no,
be wrong
not.
Okay
it's alcoholic,
a Tom Collins, he said Phil Collins, the
the musician singer.
So from that story, we created the Phil Collins Award, which is given to the person with the most Christmas spirit, even though all we do is draw names out of a hat. But the most exciting part of that is whoever gets second place or the first or last loser.
So it comes down to two names.
It comes down to, yeah, we slowly.
If you get taken out You neither win nor lose.
Correct. Sorry, I forgot. So we take names out one by one until there's two people left. Whoever's name gets picked is the loser. Wait, right?
I don't know. It's your friend's tradition.
I'm trying to think.
I think it's the loser.
Yes. Anyway, whatever. Whoever doesn't win. The award, by the way, is usually a beer bottle that is Christmas themed that we all bend our bottle caps and put it in. Anyway, that aside, the loser gets some sort of punishment, which has changed throughout the years from being shot with a paintball gun to being beer showered at 1 o'clock in the morning and being shamed. And possibly now this year, we might be getting a dunk tank.
What?
Possibly.
You didn't tell me that.
It was just started.
I'm glad I'm not in it.
The rumors last night.
The rumors started last night.
The idea.
Well, somebody's got to rent that.
Yes, that is the idea.
Unless somebody's making one.
So that's a good thing that we do.
I enjoy watching it and knowing that I am not going to be. I get to pick names.
Yep.
Let the girls pick names now. They've allowed us. We're
getting so much more inclusive. And the girls have their own gift exchange.
Yeah, we now have our own gift exchange.
See how much we change? You just got to give people, you got to give us time.
You got to let you mature.
Yes, you got to mature. See the wrongdoing.
But yeah, that's what we'll be doing for Christmas. All of those things. Yeah, now that we're parents and have a child, I said like this is our last year to kind of like decide what we want to do because she's going to be old enough next year that she'll kind of understand what's happening a bit more. So I said, we got to decide which traditions from each of our families we want to keep and continue.
Definitely bring something.
Bringing something. Yeah. I was told to bring something. I'll bring mouth cloud. Oh my God. Could you imagine I gifted that to somebody?
You should.
No, I love him.
Buy another mouth cloud.
He was expensive. All right. Well, speaking of creepy things like mouth cloud, Christmas is actually very creepy. I mean, first of all, the idea of Santa alone is pretty creepy if you think about it.
Yeah.
Especially the song that I was remembering while I was writing this. He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
And he knows when you're awake. He just knows. He knows if you've been bad or good.
Yeah, so be good for goodness sake.
I wrote, and then he breaks into your house, eats your food.
Where are my cookies?
And gives you stuff he made. What happens if you don't leave him cookies and milk?
You don't want to know.
Does he eat you? He eats your dog. He eats your pet, and if you don't have a pet, you're next. The youngest one is next. Yeah, I just ruined Santa for
you. Santa's actually a demon.
That's like somebody. Okay, we did look at the voicemail for this episode. Some of you guys are weird. There was one that I started reading thinking that it was like a normal story. And then somebody had said that they heard Santa downstairs, went down their stairs, saw him, but then rushed back upstairs before Santa saw them. And then in the morning, they went down and they were like, oh, he only left me two gifts. And when they opened the gift... Or no, there was only one gift. And when they opened the gift, it was their dog's head. And it said, don't look at me. As if like, because she saw Santa killed her dog. It was like, you remember this for next time.
Really? Like, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, somebody left that as a text and I was not ready for it.
I'm assuming that.
I'm sorry
was
to not
just
give
a
credit,
nice
but I'm assuming
story someone made up.
Yeah, somebody got that from the internet or made it up.
Goodness gracious.
I read that. I was like, I think I'm done with the voicemail for today. Most of it was about drunk relatives.
Yeah, that was a lot of them.
It was a lot of drunk relative stories.
Goodness.
And like, which weren't really
I
creepy
get it.
As much as like kind
of
sad.
But just the amount of stories that we had was just like,
it's
whoa.
Usually a drunk uncle. There's
yeah,
some sort
a,
of drunk,
always
uncle
a drunk uncle
that ate somebody's Santa cookies and caused a big family argument, or a drunk uncle that got locked in the bathroom closet.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that one?
I saw that one.
I'm sorry for not giving the names, but holy bejesus. Yeah, it wasn't exactly creepy. I was just reading. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it was just some
oh no, there's some
family dramas.
Dysfunctional family members.
Yeah.
for everybody who wrote one of those stories and sent it, I hope your Christmas is better this year. Yeah. And you don't have any drunk relatives freaking you out. As a kid, I feel like it's just glossed over because it's like, oh, well, he brings you gifts and things you really want. But it's like, okay, you have a strange man in your house while you're sleeping. Yeah. I'm not cool with it.
I know. We get him on our security camera every year and he's so quick.
You don't look at him, right? Because he'll kill Dexter.
I don't know. No, I don't look at him.
I don't know.
No, I don't look at him.
So I was the most excited part of talking. Well, I like reminiscing about Christmas in general because I have very good memories of Christmas as a child, thanks to my family. But I am very excited because there's two. If you did not know, in folklore, there's two counterparts to Santa. So Santa is like for the good boys and girls, mm-hmm. and he comes and visits them. But what happens to the bad boys and girls? They kind of shaped it like, oh, well, Santa just leaves you coal. But for some cultures, that's not good enough. Nope. We have to terrify our children when they're bad so that they'll never be bad again. And thus why Santa's counterparts, Krampus and Belschnickel. Started. So
set know your rules. You better know your rules. If you don't, no, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
That's not Belschnickel.
What was that in The Office?
Then? That's like the Schrute family song.
I make a lot of Office references on this podcast, and if you don't get them, well, then you should go watch The Office.
We're going to start with Krampus because he's the most well-known. So Krampus is a half-man, half-goat being who comes around every year to chase naughty children and maybe even drag them to hell, depending how bad you were.
Damn.
So European versions of St. Nicholas have long had scary counterparts like Belschnickel, and I don't know how to say this one.
Knechtruppen.
Yeah. Is that a German thing or is that a Russian word?
It looks Germanish.
Okay.
Connect.
What is it with the Germans? They were creating these like scary characters.
They were one of the oldest peoples. So they, you know, they've developed things.
Gotcha. They're the counterparts of Santa who dole out punishments instead of presents. Krampus is one such character who comes from folklore in Austria's Alpine region. I did not know it was of Austria descent. I thought it was German. However, in Alpine Austria and some parts of Germany, Germans were like, ooh,
we'll take that.
You have a demon that punishes naughty children? Damon. Let's take that.
We got some naughty children.
Okay, so December 5th was known as, can you say that? Krampusnacht.
Krampusnacht. It's Krampus night. Nacht is night.
Or Krampus night. Right there. When adults might dress up as Krampus to frighten children at their homes.
Nah!
Children might have also seen Krampus running through the street during Krampuslauf.
Krampuslauf.
Literally a Krampus run. If Krampus knocked. If Krampus night was a way to scare kids into behaving themselves, the Krampus run, which isn't tied to a specific day, was a way for grown men to blow off steam while probably still scaring kids. Austrian men who would get drunk and then run through the streets dressed as a fearsome creature.
This sounds awesome. And I want to bring it. I would want to do this.
Like Krampus night, the Krampus run tradition continues to present day. So we could go to Austria or parts of Germany.
Why have we not instituted this in America?
Maybe children were fearing for their lives too much.
They need fear.
That's just so. Oh, and if you look up Krampus Night or Krampus Run, and you will see people dressed up as this creature running through the streets.
I want to take part in this.
It's kind of funny, but also terrifying.
It's for people who just love Halloween. They're like, ah.
It's just like, I still got maybe it this in is me. How you could get your magic back.
I get to be a demon.
Get to be a demon on Christmas. And there was also a Krampus movie that was made a couple years ago, I remember.
I remember.
So Belschnickel, I wanted to talk about because I heard of from The Office, of mm-hmm. course. So I wanted to learn more about him. He's also a creature of folklore brought to America by German immigrants. who became known as the Pennsylvania Dutch, also did not know that.
Yeah, why are they called Pennsylvania Dutch, though? They're not Deutsch. Oh, wait, I guess they... Is German Dutch?
Deutsche?
Deutsch, because they say Deutschland.
Sure.
I don't know anything about geography or culture. So Belschnickel dresses in torn, tattered, and dirty clothes, topped with a cloak of assorted furs, sometimes adorned with bits of foliage, deer antlers, and other natural decorations.
Man of the woods.
So basically a woodsman.
I want to be Belschnickel.
Atop his head is framed by long, tangled hair and a scraggly beard. He wears a cape of furs and more deer antlers. He often wears a scary mask, because why not?
I love it.
This is even better. The first hint of his approach is the tapping on the outside of windows by switches carried by Belschnickel as he slips through the darkness just outside people's houses. So he has a switch, so it's like that bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
And he basically like scratches the windows with this bundle of sticks switch that he's made. And then he slips through the darkness outside your house. Then suddenly the door bursts open and he rushes into the house, instantly menacing the children with his gravelly voice, jerky movements, and probing questions about their naughty or nice.
Kabash. Belschnickel.
The children who can't attest to their niceness are worried with the threat of a SWAT or two with the bundle of birch switches that the Belschnickel carries in one hand.
What so is basically they if saying, you weren't impish or?
Were you impish or?
I think it's nice. Admirable. Admirable or impish.
Yeah.
I judge you as impish.
And then you get hit. So he basically like hit children with switches, wooden switches, if you were bad. On the other hand, those who felt confident in recounting their good acts would expect some threats from the bag. Oh, threats. So, he's like, well, were you good?
Belschnickel's got a knife.
Were you good? Well, that doesn't matter either. Treats, not threats. You would expect some treats from the bag the Belschnickel clutched in his other hand. Those treats generally included small cakes, candies, and nuts. So basically, if you had all three of these, if you had Belschnickel, Santa, and Krampus, Belschnickel would come.
Great December.
Belschnickel would come like the week before Christmas, and he was kind of like Santa's messenger person that would go around and interrogate children.
Santa's too busy. It's crunch time.
Yeah, he's making sure that like Santa's list is correct. So he sends Belschnickel, the woodsman.
Santa's crazy drunk uncle.
Yeah, basically. He's like, I came out of the woods.
Ah, where are the kids?
Could you imagine you're just like sitting? I'm just picturing like you're sitting in nice decorated Christmas home. And you have the fireplace going. And you have like a nice, like, you have nice Christmas music playing. And you're just like relaxing. All of a sudden you just hear scratching at your window. And you look over.
Where are those kids?
And you see this scraggly man in the window.
Belschnickel's here.
Wearing deer antlers and furs. And
are you impish or admirable?
And then he just like breaks down your door like,
let me in. Where are the kids? No kids here? All right, come here.
I want to hit your children if they were bad.
Were your kids bad?
And then he leaves. And then children just lie awake at night wondering if either Santa's going to come bring them gifts or Krampus is going to come drag them to hell.
Damn.
It's a pretty... I would be living in fear at all. I would hate Christmas.
It would probably make you not be a bad kid, though.
I mean, I guess. I would just be... I would be... You think I thought I had anxiety as a kid already? I can't imagine. I would be... Yeah, I don't know. I would hate Christmas every year. I would just be like, no, not again.
It's almost December. You know who's coming? Santa? Who else?
So I guess just be glad that you didn't grow up in Germany or Austria.
In the olden days?
In the olden days. Well, they apparently still do the Krampus stuff. I don't know if they do it as intense. But could you imagine like every year that was your task was you were like, Johnny, didn't take out the garbage yesterday, the day before Christmas, doesn't he know what's going to happen? And then you just have this like Krampus outfit in your your attic that you took out every year and just went in there.
Come here. You're going to hell. You were bad.
Oh my God. I can't.
Love it.
I can't.
I want this. I want to be Belschnickel.
Who's your favorite now? Belschnickel, Santa, or Krampus?
Belschnickel. He's a woodsman who comes to judge kids and either hits them or gives them treats.
I will say that Krampus and Belschnickel aren't sponsored by a big corporation.
Nope. They did not sell out.
I mean, Krampus might be sponsored by alcohol. I'm not sure. Because most of the time he's portrayed by drunk people in the street. By Budweiser. By fermented alcohols.
Homemade alcohol. Keeping Krampus happy for generations.
Yeah. So if you want to look up what either of those folklore beings look like, I highly encourage you to do so, because I did, and they are very scary. Very scary. And so is Christmas. So
a little creepy.
Big thing to note.
Yes.
We're taking a break.
Mm.
Forever. No. That would be scary.
This is the end.
This is the end. Krampus. I'm fully anticipating Krampus taking me on the 25th. I was not nice at all this year. I was very impish. So the podcast is ending, most likely. But if Krampus does not take me into the bowels of the underworld, we will be coming back on
the 11th. 111.
Are you sure?
I thought that's what I saw.
I don't want people waiting for us and then being like, they're not here. You were right. It's the 11th. So we won't be here the week of the 20th. Like, we won't be putting out a new episode on the 28th or January 4th so that we and our editor can enjoy the holidays.
Correct.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to all our old podcasts.
So if you haven't listened to every single episode of this podcast, how dare you?
Belschnickel's coming for you.
Belschnickel and Krampus are coming. So take the, you have a couple days until Christmas. Go back and make sure you listen to every podcast until then. But yeah, if you missed any, this is a great time to go back and listen to them. If you've listened to every single one, we appreciate you. You're the best.
Thank you.
And also leave a review if you haven't on either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Pod, wherever you can leave a review or a like if you're on YouTube.
And if you want to share a creepy story with us, please do.
Yeah, now is a good time to do it because you have 2 weeks.
Make them good. Make them good. Make them good.
Krampus will find you. And yeah, as always,
remember.
Say it.
Hey, you do it.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, now it's ruined.
The first person says, and remember, and I said, remember.
Everything is creepy.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
Happy Hanukkah. All the Kwanzaa.
And New Year.
New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.